Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's learn to daven Tuesday evening, Parshas Vayeshev Tovshin Ayin Hey. Okay, I have to tell you something that happened to me this week, and I have to say it over in this year. Please open up your siddurim quickly. Open up to the Brach of Ava Rabba and Birchas Kriyishma. I have to ask you a question. It's an unbelievable question. It's based on what we were doing. We spoke about in Let's Learn to Daven several weeks ago. Remember that? We said that, what is that tefillah all about? We said Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said that tefillah is about the word Maisim Tovim. Doesn't really make, it's hard to understand. Once it says Torah, Torah means Maisim Tovim. So what's going on over here? Torah and Maisim Tovim. That's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's kasha. Why are we repeating both of them? It was like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. What is Rabbi Moshe Feinstein? Answer. What does Moshe Feinstein answer? The Maisim Tovim means the love of mitzvahs. Rabbi Roth, you have to love the mitzvahs. That's what Moshe Feinstein says Maisim Tovim means. And that's the bracha we give to a child. Belvo, you hear me? It's a bracha we give to a child, and a child should love to do mitzvahs. And if we said that, perhaps that's the pshat in the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvoisa Tzivonu. Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvoisa V'Tzivonu. B'kedushoy shel shel Aaron, levarich es amo Yisrael, biavo. That's zuchening, and that's the only bracha that has biavo. Even the other brachas that we make in the Mesa Mikdash, Bez Hashem is brach tomorrow when it comes. Beruchat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekin Yishonu. B'kedushoy shel Aaron, b'tzivonu. Lizrek es adav, there's not the word biavo. What's the chilek? And one of the times that the chilek is because the avo is going on the bracha of Yirech Hashem Yishmerchu, which means sustenance. And we spoke about the fact that Rav Moshe Feinstein says that Hanukkah kind of gets sustenance through truma, and truma is only given through avo because really Jews could take the truma, bring it through the roof, and if they bring it through the roof, they're part of giving the truma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I am going to create a sustenance in a society where the Yisraelim will support the Kahanim through Ava. I'll give them the way out, and nevertheless, the community will be built on the fact that they will obligate themselves to do it. Azay state. Moshe Feinstein, Parshas Balayischa, Doris Moshe. That's what we spoke about a few weeks ago. Now, sorry for the people who are new, who didn't hear it. Sorry, people maybe didn't listen to the tape. They'll have to catch up. Open up the Siddur, please. Page 88 in the art scroll Siddur you have in front of you. If you don't have an art scroll Siddur, Abba, Rabba, Abtonu, Hashem, Elokeinu, Chem, L'Gedeilu, V'Seinu, Chabat, Oleinu. Abidu, Malkeinu, Bavur, V'Seinu, Shabbat, V'Lecha. Abdeinu, Chuy, Chay, Kein, Tuchadeinu, Sobadeinu. Here we go.
You haven't really explained why it's Dafka by Duchening.
I said it was by duchening, because by duchening is when we give Chag Yisrael the bracha for sustenance, and therefore they give us sustenance by them having Ava for the mitzvahs, because they don't have to give us truma, because they can bring it through the roof. So we give them back a bracha for sustenance with Ava.
So why don't we incorporate that in a lot of our brachas?
Because the bracha for parnasa from kahanim is only by duchening. That's why we don't say bracha to Hashem b'kel bracha b'shekin yisharim b'zayis v'ro halak ner shal shabbos b'ava.
Because
over here there's a special relationship. They give us the chuma through Ava, we give them back a bracha for parnasa through Ava. They give us our parnasa through Ava, we give them a bracha back through Ava. Special yachas by Ava. However, in answer to Nachi Stein's kasha, Avinu Avarachamon, are you looking at the words now? Look at these words. Avinu Avarachamon, Hamarachem Rachem Oleinu. The same Billy Beinu.
You say this out loud a lot.
I say this out loud a lot. Do you notice that? I try to scream it as loud as I can without bothering Rabbi Schwartz too much. The same Billy Beinu Lachovin. Ula Haskil. Rabbi Ross. Lachovin Ula Haskil. Lishmoya Lumoy Gulalame. Put into our hearts that we should. Lachovin Ula Haskil. What does that mean? Understand. Lishmoya lumaralame, to listen, to learn, and to teach. Lishmo balasos lakayim, to fulfill and to safeguard. What? What?
Mitzvahs.
The mitzvahs? Or learning Torah?
It says learning Torah by Ahava over here.
Or both. It's kol. Divrei salmo Torah secho. What is Ahava to do with anything? What's Ahava over here? Have mercy upon us, instill in our hearts to understand and elucidate, to listen, to learn, to teach, to safeguard, to perform, and fulfill all the words of your Torah's teachings with love. Does that not include the mitzvahs? And all, fulfill all the words of your Torah's teaching. Learn all the words of your Torah's teaching and fulfill all the words of your Torah's teaching. What does Bi'ava mean?
Well, the definition that you gave is exactly what it is here also.
Oh, don't talk in code. Speak clearly.
Saying that you have to be able to have the specific amount of love when you're doing Lima Torah also higher.
And?
Somebody else will fill it in.
And?
No, why doesn't it say by other
people? Instill in our hearts to understand and elucidate, to listen, to learn, to teach, to safeguard, perform, and fulfill all the words of your Torah's teachings. Fulfill! Also, what does that mean? You should learn with Ava, and you should fulfill with Ava. Fulfill what? Fulfill what, Mr. Velvel? What?
The learning of Torah.
The mitzvahs. You should fulfill all the words of your Torah's teachings with love. With love. You don't have to answer these questions. I'm going to ask you a bunch of private questions now. Nobody has to answer, okay? You don't have to answer one question. I'm into my seventh decade on this world. I've been screaming this bracha for many, many years. I've been saying the bracha for many decades. I never thought about the word bi'ava. Don't ask me any other questions. First of all, it means here. What's bi'ava? What's it saying? I'm going to tell you what it's saying. You don't have to answer any of the questions I ask right now. Don't answer any of them. Do you love to do the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog? Do you love to eat matzah? Do you love to sit in the sukkah?
You have to define Ava much,
much better. Oh, I didn't define anything yet.
Sometimes it's done by rote.
Do you love? By rote!
Which is not exactly
by rote, robotically!
It's subjective.
Subjective.
Everyone has own interpretation of love.
That's why I say you have to define the terms, and I don't know.
During Shia once, Rav Hutnis Atzal saw somebody yawn. And he stopped saying Shia for 6 weeks. Pretty tough. And Rabbi Moshe Katz, who davens in our shul, head of CTN, who was the Gabbai of Shia, went over to Rav Hutnis and asked him, what happened? Rebbe, what's no Shia? He said, somebody yawned. Moshe Katz didn't say anything, and Rav Hutnis said, did you ever see anybody yawn when they're eating a steak? Don't answer. First swallow. You ever see anybody yawn when they have their face involved in a three-tier hamburger with the juices spreading out all over their mouths? Nobody yawns. You know why? Why? Why are you yawning?
Okay, but...
What?
But
he's fighting tonight. He's fighting tonight. He's Gavaldic. First, no, why are you yawning when you eat a steak? When you eat a hamburger?
Because you're enjoying it.
You're enjoying it.
But isn't it totally on the presenter as much as it is on what the contents is being said? And so if somebody yawns when there's a shear, or somebody doesn't yawn when you're giving a shear, maybe there's a difference in the presentation.
Very nice. You're asking, I'm not letting you get to my head over here. Oh, no. I hear where you are. Listen to me. What's with Lulav and Esrog? What's Lulav and Esrog? You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. First, you have to learn what you have to do in a mitzvah. You got to learn the halachas. What's a lulav? What's a nesrik? How do you shake it? How do you hold it? When do you hold it? When do you shake it? You do it at night? You do it during the day? A girl's a woman chayv, a man chayv. What do you do? How much money do you spend on it? There's a whole bunch of laws. And then, if you learn the laws well, you may have the bracha, the gevaldik bracha, of falling in love with the mitzvah. I hate to use that term. It sounds very... non-halachic, non-Jewish. Fall in love with the mitzvah. Fall in love with the mitzvah. Fall in love with the mitzvah. You hear me, swangies? Fall in love with the mitzvah. That's what this word bi'ava means. And according to Moshe Feinstein, that's the bracha we give a child. Yeshem chinech las abris, ken yikonos l'toyro l'chupo l'maisem toyve. Maisem toyve means do mitzvahs ba'av. But it takes a lot of work. You think a 13-year-old kid, give him a little Vanessa, can say, you know, about mitzvah now, he grew with Ava.
What kind of 13-year-old kid? You take a 60-year-old?
There you go. You know what it takes? Yeah. W-O-R-K. Work, yes.
Love means to give, right? So Hashem gave to us.
Rav Nachi already asked before. Don't ask me. I told you, I'm a simple guy. I don't know what love means. Love means you're excited. Love means you're excited. You're enthralled. You're enthusiastic. You're full of energy. That's what love means. I don't want to say any more taiches of love. Love means you want to do it. That's what love means. You want to do it. You want to put on your tefillin in the morning? I didn't ask you if you put on your tefillin in the morning. Do you want to put on your tefillin in the morning? I'm not asking anybody here to hold me by the Ritzel Gleim Vaditshiva, who stayed up all night the first night of Sukkot and put his hand through the glass panel in order to pull a little bit extra because he was so excited to make the mitzvah. I'm not talking about some Rav who on Tui has a shul, and every morning in the first morning of Sukkot he bursts through the doors screaming how he danced up Sacramento. I'm not talking about that guy.
And a Rav that dances all night on Simchas Torah, but who's going to be able to emulate to the extent that anybody else is? It's not so pleasant.
Abada.
Abada.
Now here we go. Here we go. One small step at a time. One small step at a time. That's our job. One small step at a time. To do what? To fall in love. Now Bali Musa say, if you're slacking off in a mitzvah, a great thing to do is to learn the halachas. It gives you the enthusiasm. That could be only through yira, through awe, through musa. But if you learn about the philosophy of the mitzvah, whoa! If we learned about the ushpizin and our sukkah, I didn't do any mitzvahs that I wrote. I can't tell you what decade of my life I was in until I finally understood what I was doing. I didn't even know what I was doing. As I said many times on this show, I never learned how to daven. I learned how to read. I learned how to make my feet jump up and down. I learned how to bang on my chest. I learned how to daven. To daven. To learn how to daven. Learn how to daven.
So maybe this year should be on step number one, not step number 12.
Oh, so now we're trying to combine everything, and I jumped ahead. Now I'd like you to turn, please. Please turn to page. I'll tell you where to turn to. Whatever the page is, whatever city is, turn to Uvalitzion. Uvalitzion. Ash Uvalitzion. Turn to the middle of Uvalitzion. It's really the end. The end of Uvalitzion. Turn to the end of Uvalitzion. You got it? Baruch Hu Elokeinu. Vehiv Yilano. Vinas Alano. Vechai Yilam. Who? Who Yiftach the Beinu B'Sar also? Next. Yosei Milibeinu Avoso V'Yeroso. What does that Abba mean? Place into our hearts Avoso V'Yeroso. Now the English translates
open our hearts
through his open, no, and then V'Yosei Milibeinu, and then place into our hearts, right, with love and awe of him. And they have a capital H, which means Hashem.
Who else would it be talking about?
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute. V'lasso svitzono. What does that mean?
Do his will.
Do his will.
In other words, the mitzvahs. Oh, very nice. And serve him. Olev vav sholem.
Wholeheartedly.
What does serve mean?
Do everything that
he's
done.
Do what? What is about to do? What?
Mitzvahs.
How do you serve him wholeheartedly? What does wholeheartedly mean?
With all your kindness.
Yeah, what else does it mean?
With all your
heart. Ooh.
With all your
ear. Oh. Gewaldig. Gewaldig, Swangy. Here we have two powerful tefillahs. There are some people on Tui who scream them out, both of these things.
Yeah,
you heard both of these things, you scream them out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this tefillah is super powerful, Mem Zayin Yud. Oyer Chaim, Mem Zayin Yud. Who yiftach libeinu b'sayrosoi v'yosem libeinu avosom v'yerosom alohos asos v'tzono liyavido! Believe it, Shalom. All of a sudden, last Tuesday I'm here, I'm saying a shir. The shir is about Yashem Shnechel Zabiski and he calls it Maisim Tlevim. And Moshe Feinstein says Maisim Tlevim means Adam. Then all of a sudden, Thursday morning, I can't believe it.
Thursday morning I say Abba Rabba. You know, Rachman Rachman Rachman. We say Mubin Mino Chavon Asilu Shmuel Mino Chavon Lishmuel Asas Kaim Skolu Bisamot the Vesevel. Be Abba. And then Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Who used to be in Mr. Russell? Yes, I've been in Mr. Russell. Last is on Aldo. Well, it was Shalim. I said to myself, where have you been, Kabbalah? So at least I could say, okay, Baruch Hashem, Mikan Lahavo, I'll try to be there. Mikan Lahavo. To fall in love. I want to tell you something. First, you can love mitzvahs. Then, you can love to learn Torah. And then, you can even get to a level of... You ready? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything you do. I love you, Hashem. I remember the first time I said those words. I couldn't believe it. I had the sign in my house from Avigdor Miller. Who could ever say the words, I love you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem.
That's what I'm saying. We shouldn't start at 12. We should start at 1. So
Nachi?
And just Abba is 12 already.
Lead the share. Leave Klal Yisrael. It's never too late. Let's go. Forget about what happened in the past. We're going to the future. We're going to the future. And then I want to say, it hit me. We're going to have 8 days, starting next Wednesday morning, of the recitation of... Full Hallel or Half Hallel?
Full Hallel.
What are you saying, Fulham?
Praise
the Lord. Lord, no. And? Ahavti. Oh, what'd you say?
Ahavti.
Ahavti. What does that mean, Ahavti?
Love.
No.
I love.
I love what?
I love him.
I love him. Ahavti. Ahavti. I love him. I love him. David HaMelech foresaw that Klal Yisrael would feel completely alone in exile. The nations would taunt them. Your prayers and pleas are worthless because God has turned a deaf ear to you. Therefore he composed this psalm to encourage the downcast exiles with the assurance that indeed Hashem hears my voice. Gemara Shoshana explains that this capital Tillim describes the day of the final judgment, time at Tchias HaMesim. The average people who are neither completely righteous nor completely wicked will be saved from Gehenna because Hashem will hear their cries and will forgive them in gratitude. They will sing, I love him. You know what happened to me about a year ago? Busha. Busha. I finally realized what the word ahavti means. And I tried during Hallel to scream it out. Ahavti. Ahavti. Ahavti.
So they have these questions. Why do we leave that hour on Rosh Chodesh?
Okay, no, Joshua. It was Joshua. What do we say in Kriya Shema? Right after we say Shema Yisrael? Ahavti Shishem Al Kecha. Now that doesn't say I love him. What does that say?
I mean, that's basically.
You shall.
It's a commandment. You shall. That's a commandment. You shall. This is Ahavti. This is Ahavti. Love the mitzvahs. Love to learn Torah. And you might get to the madrega of loving Hashem. If you want to start getting there, say the words with some type of meaning that I love you, Hashem. Now we're still in Vayivarach David. I plan on getting back there. We're going right there.
We're still standing there.
We're still standing by Vayivarach David.
Whatever the reason may be.
But... Well, the Maisa, Ahavti, Ahavti. Unbelievable. I love you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem. Ahavti. I love you, Hashem. That's our job. What an incredible job. What an incredible job. I love you, Hashem. I have to. Incredible. Okay.